This is N6WY, November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. Standing by for an e-call.
N6WY, N6WY, this is N8WRO, Tim in Richmond, I'll copy.
N8WRO, yeah. Good morning to you. This is Dave in Shelby Township. We talked yesterday, and I was just wondering if there's any activity on this system. I'm trying to get back into VMware after being absent for about a year. I'm using it right now in Anytone 878, and just wondering about the activity. Has this system picked up any activity for just local chit-chat and communications?
Hey, good morning, Dave. Yeah, I do recall we had a QSO yesterday, I believe. And the answer to your question is yes, it has. Macomb County has been using Talk Group 5.1 a lot for ARPSC work. And apparently it's to some degree with the blessing of the showrunners, shall we say, Central Michigan. We greatly appreciate it. They do prefer us to stay on 5.1 as opposed to 5.2. And, yeah, we're out here an awful lot. So, yeah, feel free to join us. Back over to you.
Hey, Truth, I got me excited about the DMR again. I was watching a review on the new Anytone. I said, wow, that is great. I got this Anytone when it first came out. I said I would never buy another radio again unless it had Bluetooth. And previous models in Anytone, as well as most of DMR radios for the amateur market, didn't have Bluetooth. And when they announced this one, I got on the wait list, got it. And now they got a new one out that looks at a mode that I've been wanting to buy for several years, just never pulled the trigger on it because of not so much cost. There are some cheap radios out there for NXDN, but the new Anytone has NXDN as well as DMR.
P25 as well. As far as myself, I do have a Connect Systems radio. And that is a DMR for the digital side, and it does VHF, UHF as well. I'm quite happy with this Connect Systems. I have one for the base here that I'm on, and I also have one for the mobile as well. Back over to you.
You know, something must have happened. I missed almost half of your transmission. I got the part you have the Connect System, and all before that, I missed all of it. The repeater went dead. Over.
Copy that. It does tend to happen every now and then. I'm looking on the dashboard. It looks like my numbers are okay. So first part of last was a lot of our members at the Macomb ARPSC group do have the Anytones. So they're quite popular, reasonably affordable, shall we say. And I didn't hear about the one that was dual, DMR NXDN, so that's interesting. I have to look at that one. Back over to you.
Okay, well, I'm putting a long pause between transmissions here. Maybe the last one I pushed to talk too soon and caused a dropout. But some systems have that, so I don't know. I'm going directly into the Mount Clemens repeater right now with my Anytone with just the antenna mounted on it. I normally use a hotspot for DMR, and I do have the system, these time slots programmed into my hotspot on the Brandmaster network, and I can monitor more than one thing with the Brandmaster network. I also used to listen to the Michigan DMR talk groups. There's about eight of them that start with all the same prefix and writing a series, and I find that group, I used to find that group kind of interesting. Michigan One, TechNet, and things like that. So I'm going to try to get back into it and start getting active again on DMR.
Yeah, after your last, I quite enjoyed it. I'm a little bit less than a year into it myself, and it took. There's a bit of a learning curve, as I think you probably realized. But I do enjoy it. I do enjoy the mode. Also, I'm not sure if you're aware of the Last Crow dashboard. If not, I'd like to give you that website. Hopefully, you're in your shack. If you go to the Central Michigan page, MI5.cc, and then if you go to the DMR tab on the top, there'll be a drop-down for the Last Heard page, and you can see your signal strength, and RQSO right now is dropping in every time we make one, and it helps to diagnose to make sure you're on the right time slot talk group. Back over to you.
Well, that time, Tim, I missed 100% of what you said. I could see by the signal strength on my Anytone that the repeater was active, but I didn't hear a word. Something going on with the system? Over.
Not quite sure. A couple of settings on your radio. You want to make sure talker alias is off. I can't remember if we discussed this yesterday or not, but you do want to make sure talker alias is off. MI5 doesn't like that being on. And then also color code free. If you have whatever your equivalent of color code friendly or color code polite, and then some call it color code free, that's helpful for eliminating doubles because you want to get a bonk if somebody's actually on the color code. And then I have a website for you to look at. I'm going to see if you copy this transmission, though. Go ahead.
Got it. I used to use talker alias all the time. I don't know if I have it on or not. Go ahead.
For this particular system, apparently only, it does not like talker alias, so that might be something for you to check. It could be responsible, but not sure for those dropouts. Item two would be, if you should have access to their Last Heard dashboard, which I'm looking at now, and I'll give it a shot again. The URL is really short. It's mi5.cc. I say again, it's mi5.cc. On the top ribbon, you'll see DMR. There's a drop-down. In the drop-down, there's a Last Heard page, and I'm looking at that right now. And every transmission drops in, and I can look at the stats on that. It's quite helpful for diagnosing. Back over to you.
Well, I'm on our talk group alerts right now. I've been for a number of years, but that's a new website for me. I will check it out and see what it is. I know it's probably the same one you used to use all the time, and they changed it to this website, just gave it a new URL. So, well, maybe they add some other features also, but I used to look at the Last Heard all the time. I got the website in my bookmark on my computer. May not be active now, but I have to put in this new one. So I will check that out too, Tim. Well, I'm going to get back to my routine. I want to thank you for coming back to me and giving me all this information. And I will probably talk to you again. N8WRO, this is N6WY, listening out.
Happy to help, Dave, anytime. N6WY from N8WRO. You have a good one. I'll be clear as well, 73.
N6WY is clear.
Good morning, Tim. Just jumped in here to say good morning and see how I'm getting into Detroit. WAFU.
N8WRO. You, good morning, Sean. You are sounding good. and I'm on the dashboard, and you're dropped in. So you're right around 100. So it's working. Which one are you using this morning?
Well, I'm on my XPR 7550, and I'm on the Detroit repeater, which I tend to do a little better on. I will switch to Mount Clemens after that. Well, maybe I will. I don't know. I have to go searching for it in this radio. I might try it at some point here. But I'm in a funny spot. I'm like, I can use either one, but Detroit seems to be a little better for me where I'm at.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the signal is good, and I'm looking on the dashboard, and you're under 100 RSSI, so DEC, Detroit, is good. Curious how you would sound on MTC, but, yeah, that's up to you. I mean, all good. Good signal. And it's Sunday. What am I going to do today? You had your breakfast yesterday, so I don't think you have one today, right?
Negative. I have not. So that is going to be on my agenda, that's for sure. But give me a minute here. I've got to go fish in the radio here. This is Wally programmed this one for me when he was making them all the same. I should make this one the same as all the rest. And so I got to go figure out where he stuffed the repeaters individually. I've just got a statewide one, statewide two roaming talk radio channel allocated. So, you know, I don't know how to force it over to Mount Clemens, so I got to go find it in the radio. Give me a minute. I'll be right back. VAW.
Copy that. Will do. NAWRO. Standing by.
What's he looking for, Ken? I got his code plug out there.
He's switching over from Detroit to MTC, to Mount Clemens, just to do a signal check.
If he goes to channel 25, it'll pick the best one. And it's probably in a different zone.
I copy your last, NAWRO.
Well, whoever programmed my radio must have monkeyed it up, because none of my direct repeaters work.
Wally, I'm here. I'm trying to find out where I put it. Trying to find your code plug. What's the last digits of your serial number? 0078?
I'll have to pull my battery, but... Let me do that. Okay. It ran it on Clemens, so we can do our test. 0078. And for some reason, none of my, the second zone is all the statewide one repeaters, and they all just honk when I try to key up.
Let me look. That might have been one of the early ones when I copied and pasted it, and it didn't work right.
If you could just fix it with whatever you're doing now, I know you've done a lot of things with the group. This is a group radio. I still got to get one for myself. So keep your eye peeled for one that especially could do that Latin America thing. But meanwhile, you know, I'll have to get this one corrected, especially with the new stuff you guys are monkeying with.
Let's all meet in a conference for a quick one.
Okay, back to Detroit. I noticed I wasn't sounding the best over on Mount Clemens.
If you want, when I get back, I can update this code plug and just send it to you. You can just push it.
Yep, that's what I was figuring. So, yeah, whenever you get a chance, just do it up. And I know you got some new stuff you guys have been working with. So just, because this is a work unit, so it's going to, you know, have all the ARPSC stuff in it and everything like that. Well, I mean, mine would too. Like I said, I don't have one yet. I'm going to have to. I should have got one from that guy you bought one from. Got my eye peeled for $75.50. That way, when and if I retire, I can say, well, I got one.
Well, the one you got right now, you could probably just keep that one. That one kind of belongs to the club.
Well, none of them belong to the club. We may have let you use them, but they don't belong to the club. But yes, I get what you're saying.
I figured you did. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Yeah, because there's another one right by your place, too, that will work. Do you get your bathroom there?
Uh-huh.
That red light that's on, that's me. Tim, come on in.
FBI or the other one?
FBI.
KFADNF, Harbor Springs.
K-E-A-Z-K-N, anybody out there listening?
F-A-D-V-Q for a test.
K-V-A-D-V-Q, K-V-A-D-V-Q. This is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, N-A-W-R-O, Richmond, I'll copy. Nothing heard, N-A-W-R-O, listening.
8DVQ for a test.
KF8DVQ, this is NAWRO, Richmond, North Macomb. I'll copy you loud and clear.
NAWRO, I appreciate it. First DMR contact.
Yeah, well, congratulations. I'm looking at your signal on the last heard dashboard they got here, and looks like your numbers are doing good. I see you tried the Intrake site first, but right now you're on the Novi. Novi looks like maybe just a tad better, but, you know, it's probably not that detailed. But back over to you.
Yeah, I tried that one real quick, and then, I don't know, I got discouraged, I suppose, and then switched over to this one, and then I was going to scrubbing my channel entry against the pre-existing one on this radio. I thought it used. So I'm trying to find my way over here as far as programming versus not just trying not to copy off of this previous gentleman's work.
Yeah, I understand it. We were learning or writing our own, I suppose, early on. But now we, for Macomb ARPSC, we actually have a library for our members. And we're debating that because, you know, if you don't write it yourself, you're probably not learning as much as you should. Yeah, it is what it is, I guess. But that signal, loud and clear, you're doing well. Are you aware of the last heard dashboard? I can give you a URL real quick. It does help to troubleshoot any problems you might have on this network.
No, please send that if you could.
Yeah, they made it a quite simple URL. It's mi5.cc. So it's mi and the number 5 dot charlie. And get you to the Central Michigan Network. On the top banner there, just look for DMR, and the drop-down will have a last heard in there. And that's what I'm looking at right now. And it can give you your RSSI and your lost numbers. And it confirms that you have your time slot talk group correct and what site you're coming in on. Let me know if you need any of that repeated. N8WRO, back over to you.
No, I'm sitting at my desk right now and I was able to pull that up, and that is that's super helpful. I was trying to poke around to see if there were any parrot group IDs, and I couldn't find any for Michigan, but no, this definitely satisfies that. I really appreciate your help, N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help the Central Michigan folks for helping us out here in Macomb all summer long last year, and we're just trying to return the favor. The last two tidbits they always tell us is try to set your radio for color code free. Some radios say color code friendly. And even others say color code polite. So whatever version you might have, that helps for doubling. So in other words, you get a bonk if you're in a QSO and you try to take it. It plays better apparently on this network if you use a color code free. And the last thing was talker alias. For this network, talker alias should be off. Back over to you.
CC polite, CC free, and talker alias should be off of this. I really appreciate it. Going to get back to programming. I really appreciate your help. This is KFADDQ73.
KFADDQ from NAWRO. Glad to help. 73. Have a good one. I'll be clear.
KFADNF Harbor Springs.
KFADNA. 3 loud and clear. NAGGR. Over.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm just sitting here in the kitchen and cooking up 20 pounds of dog food for my puppy dogs. Over.
Well, good night.
KEFNA, say again. You broke up?
Not sure. All right, sir.
KFANA, you're kind of broken up. Please come again. The KFANA, or whatever it was, from Harbor Springs. You're not coming through right now, but I'm listening for you. NABCR.
KFANF, standing by.
You came through that time. I heard you loud and clear. Harbor Springs. NABCR, Mount Clemens. Over.
Hey, thanks for that. A couple failed attempts to get into my hotspot. Not sure what's going on there.
Glad you're there in the hotspot. Good luck.
Anyway, good on you for making your own dog food. I think that's fantastic. If I were to get another dog, that's the way that I would go again and not feed her any of that processed stuff.
Yeah, that processed stuff is, I don't know if it's any good or not. Some of it probably is. Some of it isn't. I don't... It's not too much work. It just takes me an hour or two to throw a bunch of stuff in the Instant Pot pressure cooker. I ended up picking up my brother-in-law's when he passed away, which gave me two, and I've got another one at the place that helps the vets down there, that resale shop. And I love these Instant Pots. These things are so easy. You just throw a bunch of potatoes and food in there and turn it on for 10 minutes, and it's all done.
Yeah, I've got one of those, too. Use it every week. Makes great hard-boiled eggs. Shells peel right off.
You've got to say that again for my wife here. Say that again, Harbor Springs.
I said Instant Pots are great. I use mine every week. Makes the best hard-boiled eggs. 7 minutes with a little splash of vinegar and a cup of water. Steam it through, let the steam out, and dunk them in cold water for about 5 minutes. Shells will peel right off.
That's awesome. That's an awesome recipe. I try to tell her to use the Instant Pot, but she's old-fashioned. She likes to boil them on the stove. Over.
Well, if there's one thing I learned, don't get in between a woman and her traditions. She might try to tell you how to raise hunting dogs.
Roger that. Roger that. Yep, roger that.
All right, Brian, I'm going to drop off here. I've got a grill warming up, and I'm going to throw some protein on it and make my own dinner tonight. You have a great evening. Good talking to you down there in Mount Clemens. KF8ENF from Harbor Springs.
Are you familiar with that, with the MI5 network? Over.
Yeah, just getting familiar with it. Got on the air last week with my DMR radio and talked to a couple of guys that have been really, really helpful walking me through it. Checked out the website, and wow, the coverage on it is pretty amazing. So I got all the different sites programmed into my code plug, so if I travel downstate or whatever, I should be able to get into it. Yeah, Brian, don't know if you heard my last. I am getting into the MI5 network. Just got on the air with it last week.
He'll be right back. He just texted out. He can't swipe.
Harbor Springs, I apologize. I hit the wrong button and switched over to VFO on this radio, and I didn't get your response if you sent one. I'm back on MI1. Over. All right, Harbor Springs. I got to back out of here. I got too much going on. Thank you, Griffith. This is N8 Bravo. Bravo Zulu Romeo monitoring.
W8LFA, testing.
W8LFA, N8WRO, North Macomb. Good copy over here.
N8WRO, thank you. I've been struggling to get this thing programmed. The bolstering PM32. So I'm glad to be able to be hitting something to make it work.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We've got quite a few of those in our group over here in Macomb. Good signal over here. It looks like you got everything right. Show you off the Novi. That's good.
Yeah, this is great, especially from inside my house where if I try hitting this on the analog, I have to step out. So I love the benefit being digital.
Not sure if you got the dashboard there. They got a last heard dashboard, which is nice for troubleshooting. I can give you that URL if you'd like.
I'm actually on right now. The MI5 last heard.
Yeah, copy that. You already got it. This really helps out since they had this tool, and you'll notice your RSSI is well below the 120 cutoff, so, and 0% loss. So it looks like you've got it. Talk group is right and time slot right, so looks like you're all set.
I think I owe some credit to my buddy that I'm sure might be listening. I had the wrong talk groups put in. I put every other talk group except the seat wide, and not realizing he was showing I was receiving signals, but I couldn't hear anything. And I spent 2 days dealing with it. It was my buddy TF8DBQ that Kevin picked me out.
Yeah, copy that. It's very helpful to know. The other two pieces of information you probably already know, but if not, they drilled it in our heads to make sure you do color code free, color code friendly, whatever radio, I forget which one that uses. And then also for MI, this group for Central Michigan, they like it that the talker alias is turned off. On that particular radio, that's where I made my mistake. I had talker alias on, and this particular network does not like that.
Okay, good to know. I might end up having to send you an email here if it's the one QRZ. Curious to see if you or somebody in the know might be able to share their code plug. Because I want to make sure I get this program the right way, and it's not the easiest program to manually enter every single frequency as it is.
I feel to do you one better. We do have some posted on our website. And if you're prepared to copy, it is Macomb, ARPSC.org. I say again, Macomb, ARPSC.org. I'll copy.
All right, I copied very well. Thank you. I'm going to have to do that right now. Because that would definitely save me a whole lot of time.
Yeah, I'm heading there right now, too, and I got to log out because I want to make sure they're available without a login. So I'm searching around right now myself.
Yep, sure enough, the DM32 is showing two files for download. So that's awesome. That's worth the donation to the club just for that. So I can do that later.
There you go. That was our whole point, is to try to help people out in the same boat that we were in 6 to 9 months ago when we had nothing. So, yeah. More than welcome. N-A-W-R-O. I'll be clear after you unless you got anything else.
Nope, sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks again. I'm probably getting ready to get back to the family here. I just take 2 seconds to see if I can make it work like one last time. I appreciate it. WRO, nice meeting you. I'll catch you down the line. W8LFA, clear.
Copy that. 73. and AWRO clear as well.
This is KFA-ENF testing.
Any GMP, Woodhaven.
KFA-ENF, Harbor Springs.
Harbor Springs. Where exactly is that?
Northern Lower Peninsula, tip of the Mitt, across the bay from Petoskey.
Very good. Now I know where it's at. Thank you. I was drawing a blank. Neighbor is Glenn, Gulf, Luna, Echo, November. A little southeast from Detroit. Town called Woodhaven.
Yeah, good evening, Glenn. Name's Bentley here. Not sure if it's coming across on your radio or not. I'm getting in through my hotspot, which I was having a little trouble with earlier, and reset my router and started everything back up and just testing to see if I'm reliably getting back into the network.
Hats off to you. I've been trying to connect to a hotspot for weeks. I'm actually in Woodhaven. I'm about 21 miles away from the stock antenna making the trip, but I would love to be able to hook to the hotspot, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I am definitely doing something wrong. I'm calling you to DMR. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's only about 1,000 things that could be wrong. The troubleshooting on it is pretty challenging sometimes. I built my hotspot last fall, I think it was, late last summer, and I've been playing around with it a little bit. Had a hard time testing things because I wasn't aware of the MI5 network and really had no one else to talk to on DMR. So last week I got onto the MI5 network. A couple guys were really helpful in helping me get some radio settings tweaked, and it seems like I'm getting in fine now. But yeah, the using the talk groups on your hotspot can be a challenge.
You're definitely into the system. You sound great. Good audio, no noise whatsoever. One of these days I'll figure out the hot spot and I'll be good to go. Anyway, 73s, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, copy that, Glenn. Nice to meet you as well. By the way, I am really surprised you're getting into a local repeater 21 miles away with just a rubber ducky antenna. You do cut out every few seconds, but your audio is very clear, very readable, no issues. So keep working on that hotspot. Don't give up on it because it's pretty cool once you get it figured out. And hope that you can do that soon. 73 is KF8ENF from Harbor Springs.
KFA CYO test. KFA CYO test, Grand Rapids site, Grand Rapids, KFA CYO test clear.